بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without a partner or associate. And I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his true slave and messenger. May Allah the Exalted bestow his peace and blessings on the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the believers of his family, and upon all of his noble companions. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O who you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb Allah, who created you from a single person, Adam, and from him Adam he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut and sever the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever an all watcher over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O who you believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds then that the most truthful speech is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the worst of evils are the innovations that are foreign to the true teachings of Islam, and every innovated matter in the deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a dalala, and every dalala is in the fire of hell. It is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His creation that He ingrained in them on the fitra, the natural inclination of submitting to Him, and that He sent to them messengers commanding them and directing them to worship Him alone, making clear to them how to worship Him, making clear to them that those who abide will receive the glad tidings of eternal peace and blessings and bliss in the hereafter in paradise, and warning them that those who reject and disdain the message will be in the abode of hell. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4, verse 165, قال تعالى رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. Messengers as bearers of good news, and as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the messengers. He supported each messenger with that he needs as a testimony for his truthfulness from the signs and miracles. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hadid in chapter 57, verse 25, لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Indeed, we have sent down our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scriptures and the balance, justice, that mankind may keep up justice. And we brought with forth iron, wherein is mighty power in matters of war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help him, his deen, and his messengers in the unseen. Verily Allah is all strong, almighty. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the one chosen by Allah the Most High, was given abundant signs and proofs. In fact, it exceeded those given to other than him from the messengers. May Allah salah and salam be upon all of them. Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi rahimahullah related from the sayings of Ahlul Ilm, from the people of knowledge, that the signs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached 1,000. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give any prophet more than he gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Amr bin Sawad asked Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Allah gave Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, Ihya al-Mawta, the ability to give life to the dead. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i answered, A'ta Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Haneen al-Jid'a Hatta sami'a sawtahu Hada akbar min dhalik. He gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the mourning and crying of the trunk of the tree after he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it. It was taken as a pulpit in the beginning, then he left it, and that moaned and groaned and cried. And he, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, said, هذا أكبر من ذلك. This is far greater than that, meaning than the miracles, that the miracle which Allah gave to Isa alayhi salam. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i truly spoke the truth, because giving life to the dead is bringing him to that state of life which he was upon. However, the contemplation of and the ability to perceive given to the trunk is far more greater and more profound. And that the greatest and most profound sign of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prophethood is the glorious Quran, which is free from any falsehood. The clear and miraculous verses comprising thousands of miracles. No one is able to bring forth a single chapter the like thereof. These signs and miracles increase the believer in faith. And as to those whose in their hearts there is disease, the signs and miracles will stand as a plea against them, as evidence against them on the day of resurrection. And concerning the matter of presenting the signs of prophethood, we know that many Muslims are not aware concerning many of these signs and these miracles. And on the other hand, the non-Muslims, most of them are unaware as well. Not only that, most of them deny even him as a messenger. And deny that even he had miracles. Bestowed upon him from Allah. The scholars of Islam in the past put important efforts to compile what they refer to as Dala'il al-Nubuwa, signs of prophethood. From them is the book by Abi Bakr al-Faryabi, who died in 301 after Hijrah. And the book's name is Dala'il al-Nubuwa, Signs of Prophethood. And another book carrying the same title was by Abi Nu'aym al-Asbahani, who died in the year 430 after Hijrah. Also, A'lam al-Nubuwa lil-Mawardi, Signs of Prophethood, by al-Mawardi, who died in the year 450 after Hijrah. Furthermore, Dala'il al-Nubuwa lil-Bayhaqi, Signs of Prophethood, by Al-Bayhaqi, who died in the year 458 after Hijrah. And it is the best and most comprehensive authorship in this respect. And his book is printed and published. Another book is Signs of Prophethood, Dala'il al-Nubuwa li-Abi al-Qasim al-Asbahani, who died in the year 535 after Hijrah. We begin today the first discussion regarding this great matter. And we will mention some of the miracles which Allah bestowed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which are similar to those bestowed by Allah upon a group of the prophets before him. And we will start with Prophet Noah عليه السلام. قال الله تعالى concerning Prophet Nuh عليه السلام in Surah Al-Qamar 10:15. فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر. قال الله تعالى فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. Then he invoked his Lord Allah, saying, I have been overcome, so help me. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. And we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. So the waters of the heavens and the earth met for a matter predestined, preordained. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. And we carried him on a ship made of planks and nails. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كفر, floating under our eyes, a reward for him who had been rejected. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكَرٍ. And indeed we have left this as a sign. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? And Nuh alayhi salam in chapter 71 in Surah Nuh, verse 26, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. And Nuh said, my Lord, leave not only of the disbelievers on earth, not one of the disbelievers on the earth. So the miracles of Nuh alayhi salam are summarized now as follows. Allah answering his invocation and destroying the disbelievers. Saving Nuh and those believers with him on the ship. Thirdly, drowning the kafirs with the flood. As to the dua of Nuh and the answering of Allah, something similar to that took place with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, when she said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, هل أتى عليك يوم كان أشد من يوم أحد. Have you encountered a day harder than the day of the battle of Uhud? قال لقد لقيت من قومك ما لقيت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, your tribes have troubled me a lot. وكان أشد ما لقيت منهم يوم العقبة. And the worst trouble was the trouble on the day of Aqaba. إِذْ عَرَضْتُ نَفْسِي عَلَى ابْنِ عَبْدِيَ لَيْلَ بْنِ عَبْدِ كُلَال. When I presented myself to a person by the name of Ibn Abdiya Layl Ibn Abd Kulal, and he did not respond to my demand. فَلَمْ يُجِبْنِي إِلَى مَا أَرَدْتْ. فَانْتَلَقْتُ وَأَنَا مَهْمُومٌ عَلَى وَجْهِي. So I departed overwhelmed with excessive sorrow and proceeded on. فَلَمْ أَسْتَفِقْ إِلَّا وَأَنَا بِقَرْنِ الثَّعَالِبِ. And could not relax till I found myself at قَرْنِ الثَّعَالِبِ. And this is the place. فَرَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي where I lifted my head towards the sky. And this is in Ta'if, in the city of Ta'if. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِسَحَابَةٍ قَدْ أَظَلَّتْنِي. I lifted my head towards the sky to see a cloud shading me unexpectedly. فَنَظَرْتُ فَإِذَا فِيهَا جِبْرِيلٌ. I looked up and I saw Gabriel in it. فَنَادَانِي فَقَالَ. He called me saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ سَمِعَ قَوْلَ قَوْمِكَ لَكَ. Allah has heard your people saying to you, وَمَا رَدُّوا بِهِ عَلَيْكَ. And what they have replied back to you. وَقَدْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ مَلَكَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah has sent you the angel of the mountains to you, لِتَأْمُرَهُ بِمَا شِئْتَ فِيهِمْ, so that you may order him to do whatever you wish to these people. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْ. The angel of the mountains called upon me and greeted me. Then he said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ. O Muhammad. فَقَالَ ذَلِكَ فِي مَا شِئْتْ. Order what you wish. إِن شِئْتَ أَنْ أُطْبِقَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ. If you like, I will let الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ. These are two mountains. Fall on them. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبد الله وحده لا يشرك به شيئا. No, but I hope that Allah will let them beget children who will worship Allah alone and will worship none besides Him. These two mountains were mountains in Mecca, from the north and the south. But the Prophet ﷺ said, no, but I hope that Allah will let them beget children who will worship Allah alone and will worship none besides Him. Allah answered his call. And the Prophet ﷺ died after the opening of Mecca. And the people of Mecca entered the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the falling of rain and the flood that took place at the time of Noah alayhi salam, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam in response to his invocation in more than one case. And that the water flew out from his hand. And this is greater than the gushing of water from the springs of earth. As in the hadith of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, when the people became very thirsty, and in the Sahih al-Bukhari, when the people became very thirsty, and there was a pot in the hands of the Prophet ﷺ, he put his hand therein, in this small pot which containing some water. And in front of the Prophet ﷺ, there were many of the companions. And the water came like springs gushing forth from this small pot. And in another narration, all of these things, we'll talk about them in detail. In another narration, Jabir said, I saw the water coming forth from between his fingers, ﷺ. What about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? We read in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 260. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِينِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. قال فخذ 4 من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. And remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. And he Allah said, Do you not believe? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Yes, I believe, but to be stronger in faith. He said, Take 4 birds, then cause them to incline towards you, then slaughter them, cut them into pieces, and then put a portion of them on every hill, and call them. They will come to you in haste. And know that Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and may the salah of salam of Allah be upon all the prophets and messengers. The trees and the stones used to make salam to him, greeting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only that, the trees testified that he was a true messenger from Allah. All of these things will come in details later, but all of them are authentic reports. The moaning and the crying of the trunk of the tree, the tasbih of the hasa, the pebbles making tasbih of Allah, declaring Allah far removed above every imperfection. This is concerning miracles. And concerning the merits with Ibrahim alayhi salam, broke the idols, destroyed the idols, and demolished the idols worshipped by his people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Anbiya 21, verse 57. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. And by Allah, I shall plot a plan to destroy your idols after you have gone away and turned your backs. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا. Next verse, please. إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. So to establish evidence against them, he left their big one and destroyed the rest. So he broke them to pieces all except the biggest of them, that they might turn to it. In the day that our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca, and there were about 300, and there was about 360 idols by the Kaaba. He demolished them and destroyed them all, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim in 675. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. Thus did we show Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he be one of those who have faith with certainty. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say concerning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In 7:1, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Yes, let's have the rest of the verse. The rest of the verse. The beginning of the Isra. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. We come to the point of evidence now. Glorified and exalted be he above all that evil they associate with him, who took his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a journey by night from al-Masjid al-Haram at Mecca to the farthest mosque in al-Quds, the neighborhood whereof we have blessed in order that we might show him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of our signs and proofs and evidences. Furthermore, the same as Ibrahim in Surah Al-Najm, verses 17 and 18. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Najm 17:18: ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. The sight of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned not aside right or left, nor it transgressed beyond the limit ordained for it. Indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did see of the greatest signs of his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Shu'ara 82. وقال إبراهيم عليه السلام والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. And who I hope will forgive me my faults on the day of resurrection. And Allah said to his Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-Fath verse 2: ليغفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. That Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future, and complete His favor on you and guide you on the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, as in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26 verse 87, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And disgrace me not on the day when all the creatures will be resurrected. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And Allah told Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-Tahrim verse 8, يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه. The day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and those who believe with him. And Ibrahim عليه السلام said, إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين. As in Surah As-Saffat, verse 99. And he said after his rescue from the fire, verily I am going to my Lord, He will guide me. And Allah said about his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Fath, in Surah Al-Fath 48:2, ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. That Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future and complete His favors on you and guide you on the straight path. And Ibrahim عليه السلام said in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:84, وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدِقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And grant me an honorable mention in later generations. عند الله سبحانه وتعالى سد إن سورة الشرح ألم نشرح لك صدرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك and raised high your fame. And Ibrahim عليه السلام invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ 26.85 And make me one of the inheritors of the paradise of delight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Kawthar, verse 1, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ Verily we have granted you, O Muhammad, al-Kawthar, a river in paradise. In all of that, you notice that Ibrahim عليه السلام used to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. While in the case of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah gave him before he asked. Allah gave him before he asked. And concerning Musa alayhi salam, the stick turning to a snake, Allah gave Musa great miracles alayhi salam. From that is the stick turning a snake. And our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also received similar miracles and even greater. The glorification of the food. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, we were eating with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and we were hearing or we heard the tasbih of the food. The food declaring Allah is far above every imperfection, making tasbih. This is reported in Bukhari and his Sahih. Similarly, the pebbles making tasbih. Some of these pebbles were in his hands, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abi Dharr reported, may Allah be pleased with him. He heard the tasbih of the pebbles in his hands, and those present in the circle heard the tasbih of the pebbles in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hands. Also, the stones and the trees greeted the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the hadith of Jabir bin Sumura, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَعْرِفُ حَجَرًا بِمَكَّةِ كان يسلم علي قبل أن أبعث إني لأعرفه الآن. I knew a stone in Mecca that used to greet me before I was sent as a messenger. I know it now. And in the hadith of Ma'an bin Abd al-Rahman, who said that he heard his father saying that his father asked Masruq, as who proclaimed the night when the jinn listened to the Quran, who proclaimed that to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? it was a tree. It proclaimed to the jinn, a Bedouin came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and when he came close, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, do you testify أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Do you testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, no partner, no associate, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger? The Bedouin said, وَمَنْ يَشْهَدْ عَلَى مَا تَقُولُ. And who testifies for you as to that which you claim? The Prophet ﷺ said, هذه السلمة, this tree. The Prophet ﷺ called upon the tree and it came until it stood before his hands. And he ﷺ asked the tree three times and it bore witness three times as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Then it returned to its place. This hadith is reported by Ibn Hibban and Ad-Darimi and Abu Ya'la and Al-Bazzar. Qala Ibn Kathir, Ibn Kathir, may Allah's mercy be upon all of them, said its isnad is jayyid, its narration is good, chain of narration is good, and the crying and mourning of the trunk, this is a consecutive hadith reported by many of the companions, from the hadith of Anas, Jabir ibn Abbas ibn Umar, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abi Sa'id, Sahl ibn Sa'd, wa Aisha wa Umm Salama. While he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give the khutbah, the sermon, standing on the trunk, and when a pulpit was built for him and stood up on it and gave the sermon, and the trunk mourned and cried. And it continued to do so until he came sallallahu alayhi wasallam and hugged it, so it became quiet. And so these are many signs concerning things that don't have life. Musa alayhi salam used to strike with his stick the rock, and there comes gushing from it 12 springs. And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had something similar and even more amazing. Many times the water gushed from amongst his fingers. In another narration, it gushed from amongst his fingers like springs coming forth, pouring forth. And in the case of the pot, he put his hand in it, which had little water, and the water started coming from amongst his fingers, alayhi salatu wasalam. Many reports in al-hadith of this hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and other narrations as well. So this is water coming from between flesh and blood. the like of this never mentioned with anyone before the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Yes, concerning the water coming from stones, people drinking in the hundreds when they were thirsty from the companions, and with Musa عليه السلام, he broke the punishment. Which Allah decreed upon His nation, upon the people of the Pharaoh rather, as in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, verse 133, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَةٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. We sent on them the flood, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, and the blood as a succession of manifest signs. Yet they remained arrogant, and they were those people who were mujrims, criminals, polytheists. Allah gave our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the like concerning those who opposed him and his da'wah. The Prophet ﷺ invoked Allah to punish them with 7 years of drought, like those 7 years at the time of Yusuf ﷺ. And this is reported in Sahih Bukhari in volume 6, Hadith number 259. When the Quraysh refused to obey the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah to afflict them with years of famine similar to those of the Prophet Yusuf, and so they were stricken with famine and fatigue so much that they ate even bones. A man would look towards the sky and imagine seeing something like smoke between him and the sky because of the extreme fatigue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, revealed in this, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَغْشَ النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah revealed verse 44, 10, 11 of Surah Al-Dukhan. Then watch you for the day that the sky will bring forth a kind of smoky, plainly visible, covering the people. This is a painful of torment. Then someone, and he was Abu Sufyan, and said, O Allah's Messenger, invoke Allah to send rain for the tribes of Mudar, for they are on the verge of destruction. On that the Prophet ﷺ said, astonishingly, shall I invoke Allah for the tribes of Mudar? Verily you are a brave man. But the Prophet ﷺ prayed for rain, and it rained for them. Then the verse was revealed, إِنَّكُمْ عَائِدُونَ. But truly you will return, meaning to disbelief. When the famine was over, and they restored prosperity and welfare, they reverted to their ways of atheism, whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, يَوْمَ نَبْتِشُ الْبَطْشَةَ الْكُبْرَى إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ, meaning the day of Badr. On the day when we shall seize you with a mighty grasp, we will indeed then exact retribution. And the narrator said, that was the day of the Battle of Badr, when Allah defeated the mushriks then, on this hadith. We stopped for now, and inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, we continue talking about the miracles and signs given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.